Just how North Carolina's sales tax revenue will be distributed remains an open question and a major stumbling block for House and Senate negotiators trying to compromise on a budget. The Senate budget calls for it to be distributed by population across the state. The House budget wants it to stay as it is, where 75% of the sales tax stays in the county where the purchase was made. Today, a group representing rural counties made their case as to why they should get a bigger piece of the sales tax pie. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
As he stood at the podium in the General Assembly's press conference room, State Senator Harry Brown was on familiar turf. He was again pitching more sales tax money to go to the state's rural counties.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of the attention given to this bill has been focused on the exaggerated and the extreme.
The effects these changes would have on the budgets of urban counties. So this time, he brought rural reinforcements. Some talked of the cash flight from their counties.
The closest chain food store from the middle of the county is about 30 minutes or 40 minutes away.
Randolph Lattimore is the superintendent of Hyde County Schools. And granted, the middle of the county is a lake. Still, Lattimore says,
those dollars that our citizens in Hyde County take out to go other places to purchase goods and services are lost dollars to Hyde County.
Harnett County Chairman Jim Bergen focused on a dollar figure.
In 2014, Harnett County lost $244,458,663 in potential retail spending from residents shopping and dining outside of our county.
Although he didn't specify how he got that number, he did say how much the county, which sits between Raleigh and Fayetteville, was out.
That equals more than $5.5 million in lost sales tax dollars.
More money, he said, that could help lure businesses to the area or go to schools. It's not clear when budget negotiations will begin, but hours after the press conference, Governor Pat McCrory issued a statement saying he would veto any changes to how sales taxes are distributed in the state. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.